Major support for Out to Lunch is provided by the law firm of Jones Walker, established in 1937 with over 375 attorneys in offices throughout the U.S., providing a comprehensive range of services to a local, national, and international client base. JonesWalker.com. And by the Alliance Safety Council, delivering instructor-led on-site computer lab and online training through more than 100 authorized training providers in 31 states and 2 countries. Headquartered in Baton Rouge, Alliance is focused on the future of learning technology and training process innovation for business and industry, for safety and other corporate training needs. More information is at AllianceSafetyCouncil.org. And by Shorten Associates, legal recruiters in Louisiana and Texas. And Orange Theory Fitness, delivering fitness results for a healthier world.
From Mansur's on the Boulevard in Baton Rouge, we're out to lunch with editor of the Baton Rouge Business Report, Stephanie Regal. It's business, Baton Rouge style.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Regal. Welcome to Out to Lunch. In 2015, Louisiana lawmakers joined their counterparts in a growing number of states to legalize medical marijuana for a long list of diseases and disorders, including cancer, cerebral palsy, seizure disorders, epilepsy, and muscular dystrophy. Today, more than 3 years later, this therapeutic cannabis is still not available, but it will be soon, in the coming weeks, in fact. And this has opened up all sorts of new and promising business opportunities for physicians who treat patients using medical marijuana, special pharmacies that can dispense it, and companies that can grow it. Joining me today to talk about this brave new world is Dr. Victor Chow, who is getting in on the ground floor of this new industry with the state's first medical marijuana clinic right here in Baton Rouge. The clinic has been opened since March, and Victor has performed hundreds of consultations and has a waiting list of hundreds more. He's one of just 8 doctors so far to obtain a therapeutic marijuana registration from the state, and was one of the first doctors to obtain a Schedule I CDS license from the State Board of Pharmacy. Victor's been an expert in the medical marijuana field for several years now and has a website where he blogs regularly on the topic. Victor, it's a pleasure to have you here on the show today. Thank you so much for being here to tell us about it.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
This will be very interesting. And with me and Victor at the table is Randy Meir, a veteran pharmacist and owner of the local independent pharmacy Gem Drugs, who earlier this year became the sole licensed pharmacist to dispense medical marijuana through his company Capital Wellness Solutions. Randy's partners in the startup venture are another Baton Rouge pharmacist, T.J. Woodard, and Baton Rouge's former police chief, Carl Dabity, who will serve as head of security for the company. Randy has been eyeing a medical marijuana pharmacy since state legislation began picking up steam 5 years ago. Capital Wellness has a lease on a building on Picardy Avenue right in the heart of the Baton Rouge Health District. Randy, it's an ambitious plan and so interesting, so can't wait to hear some more about it. Thanks for being here to join us today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Victor, let's start with you. You started out as an internist. How do you go from being the least glamorous primary care physician to specializing in medical marijuana, which is so cutting edge?
Well, I would debate that internal medicine is the least glamorous, but we'll leave that debate for another day. No, I actually was interested in medical marijuana again around 2015 when I saw that the state had passed the legislation, but it really wasn't about it until about a year ago when all of the legal framework was set up, where I really started to look at it in earnest and, you know, learning about what other states had done, what physicians in other states had done. And like you said, it was a chance that I really took to be on the cutting edge and being someone that could be a leader in this new medical treatment.
Now, since it isn't available yet, how have you established your expertise? I mean, have you worked with it in other states, or you've just studied up on it?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of states, the laws are very state independent, you know, and so a law in, say, California or a treatment option in California may not necessarily apply here in Louisiana. But, you know, yes, over 1,500 hours, in fact, that I've studied, spoken with other physicians, looked at research, really in an attempt to prepare myself. And to this time, actually, I've done close to 200 consultations, you know, with actual patients, you know, and, you know, as much learning from them as I am being able to help them as well.
Interesting. Now, Randy, you wanted to get in on this field several years ago also. Why?
Yes, ma'am. Just because I love pharmacy, and when this was going to be brought to pharmacy for the pharmacist to be involved in the dispensing process, I viewed it as being on the cutting edge. I love being on new things in pharmacy and being able to help patients. So many patients have expressed this need. A lot of people have to go to other states, and to be able to offer that in Louisiana is just something really good. And to be a part of that and be on the cutting edge of it, it's just wonderful.
Now, you won't be able to do it through your GEM pharmacies. It'll be a separate, it's a Capital Wellness Solutions.
Yes, ma'am.
Retail storefront, for instance?
Yes, ma'am. So I own several pharmacies throughout Louisiana. This pharmacy will be unique because it will only dispense medical marijuana. Mm-hmm. The Board of Pharmacy was very aggressive in making sure that patients wouldn't be coming in for other things because you just don't want any patients walking into the building. We want to have it controlled, and the state has been very good at identifying why it should be controlled, and it's just so that not random people are coming in treating other disease states and so forth. We can just focus on this specifically.
Now, what diseases are treated with medical marijuana?
So initially the state had come up with a list of about 10 things back in 2015, and then most recently they added another 5. Probably the most common ones that I see in my clinic are chronic pain, mm-hmm. PTSD, but other ones include autism and some of the ones you had said earlier, seizures, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, HIV, and there's a few more.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the way I understand it, a physician cannot prescribe medical marijuana. Is that correct? Only recommend it?
Yeah, that's really sort of more of a legal workaround and a legal distinction, you know, just really so people don't get in trouble. But in actuality, in Louisiana, when you come in to a consultation with me or any other doctor, we are discussing with you all the different strains and options that are available. And we're talking with you about specific dosaging, how much to take, how often to take, you know, what side effects to look for. So we really are truly giving you a consultation and information about exact dosaging, you know, here in Louisiana.
And initially, Stephanie, when everything was being proposed, prescribe was actually in some of the original laws.
Really?
And
the
it
word
was,
prescribe.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was taken out and chosen to put in recommendation to protect the physicians with their DEA license. Because their DEA license, you're actually recommending a controlled substance that's not federally legal. So to do that with your DEA, it could impair that in some way.
So
now they're just recommending.
And I've followed this only sort of, you know, tangentially. So, but because it's not federally licensed, right? Is there any danger at some point the federal government decides to crack down on this and roll back these state laws?
I think they're all acknowledging that if the state kind of has agreed to it, then they're letting that. And there's some, you know, many states have been doing this for a while. Dr. Chow can go into that a little more, but many states have been doing this.
Yeah.
And the state rules have protected everyone.
Okay.
That's a very good question. In fact, when I first told my mom I was interested in doing this, the only thing she said was, please don't go to jail. But Randy's right. If you look at, say, a state like California that has done this for 20 years, there were a few physicians very early on who did go to jail, but they committed very egregious acts, such as writing recommendations for people that they didn't even physically see in a clinic. Things like that. And the way I look at it is, you know, unfortunately, everything in life is a calculated risk. I think the U.S. attorney has a lot better things to do than go after people like Randy and me.
Tell me kind of what the big picture is, how it works in Louisiana. There are just a couple of places that can actually grow the marijuana, if I'm not mistaken, and then I didn't know how it was processed and what form you sell it in, Randy, and Victor, do you recommend patients to places like Capital Wellness? And do you need a physician to recommend a patient to you? Or I could just come to you directly and say, gosh, I've been having headaches. Or whatever. How does it all work together?
The rules initially carved out that Southern University and LSU would be part of the grow process.
Right.
And then they had RFPs that came out to go ahead and pick someone that would be involved in that. GB Science, of course, is the one that's going to be the front leader in it currently. So GB Science is where we will initially be purchasing all of the product from. Mm-hmm. And it's coming to us already in a finished product.
Okay.
So as pharmacists, we will be dispensing what they give us, almost like a manufacturer.
And how are they going to give it to you? As a pill?
They have a couple of forms. There's a couple of forms initially. We're going to grow and expand that. But initially, we're only going to have two different forms, an oil tincture and pills.
Okay.
The pills will be sublingual, and then you'll have the oil tincture.
And the medical marijuana or the therapeutic cannabis is different than the marijuana you might smoke to get high, because this doesn't make you high. Is that correct?
It is correct. And it's mostly because there's ratios involved here. When GB Science and they're producing it, it's ratio. So it's a combo of CBD and THC. And we find that...
And THC is the part that makes you high, right?
It is, but it's okay. In limited use. And it's actually, you know, some can say that when it's a small ratio, you get the medical benefit from it. You do not get these side effects of highness and so forth that some talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that the ratios is what makes it most clinically beneficial. And if you hear many people, they'll talk about they can get a CBD oil from different places that's not a dispensary. They do not have the same medical benefit in those products because they do not have the ratio of THC.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point, Randy, is a lot of the issues that we see with marijuana are just when people use it for recreational reasons, they just basically dose themselves. And here in Louisiana, unlike other states, when you come to the physician, you don't just get a card that allows you to dose yourself. Like I said earlier, you know, we do have to discuss with the patient, you know, and make sure, number one, that they have a qualifying medical condition. But number two is we have to make sure that we talk with them about dosing and how much and when to take it. And a lot of that does help with things like side effects when you're being supervised by a physician. Like any other medicine, like antibiotics or blood pressure medicine, it does tend to reduce the risk of side effects because you're not just, you know, telling the patient to just go do it on their own, you know, with no information, whatever. So that does sort of segue. So if a patient here in Louisiana wants to receive medical marijuana, the first thing they do will be come to someone like me, a doctor that has the permit to recommend it. And me, I spend about an hour with each new patient to go over all of that information. And if they are eligible and they qualify, what I do for them is I write them a recommendation that I do send to a dispensary like Capital Wellness. The patients can use any dispensary in the state that they want, but we'll send it to a dispensary, and then they'll go get it. And the process that I explain to patients, it's no different, actually, than what you do now when you see your doctor about any condition and receive any medicine. You go to the doctor, and then you go to the pharmacy. And it's really that simple here in Louisiana.
And you said you'll sit down with them, and if they qualify or you decide there's a need, then you refer them or recommend them to Capital Wellness or a dispensary. What makes... How do you know whether they qualify? I mean, what criteria do you use? Does it have to be chronic pain? Does it have to be really bad chronic pain that nothing else can address?
That's a very good question. So obviously, as you know, the state has created a list of qualifying diagnoses. So
right.
You do at least have to have one of those. But there are, unfortunately, other excluding criteria. And the state medical board and the state legislature has set some of those. So just because you have a qualifying condition, unfortunately, there could be some other factor that you would not qualify because. And just some of those, unfortunately, it's a fairly long list, but you know, some of those could be that, you know, we do require that you've attempted some type of conventional treatment before you can be recommended medical marijuana. So what the state doesn't want is they don't want someone being diagnosed with an illness and they haven't tried a standard treatment before they come to get medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the questions that we would go over with them.
And I guess that's why they have so carefully limited the number of practitioners that are able to participate in this arena, because they want to make sure that you're following the rules?
Yes and no. I think, you know, the number of practitioners now currently probably is numbering somewhere at around 50, which if you actually compare with other states, that's actually about the same percentage that other states have had, you know, in in this phase of their medical marijuana programs. It's never been a very popular thing for a lot of doctors to participate in for various reasons due to, you know, like Randy said, you know, possible legal risk and just other things. You know, one of the main ones I know is from speaking with doctors is it's just hard to find really good information. So if you don't devote a lot of time to learning about it and studying it, you know, it's really hard to find good information to be able to recommend to your patients.
You're listening to Out to Lunch. I'm Stephanie Regal. I'm talking to Victor Chow of the Medical Marijuana Clinic of Louisiana and Randy Meir of Capital Wellness Solutions. Now, you all are some of the some of the first few to get into this field. How did you get there? I mean, was it just that you were first at the gate, the first to put in your application?
Yeah, so one thing, I was actually one of the first pharmacists to even help with the lobbying efforts. And it's just the passion of being involved in this process and seeing so many patients that really need it. I work closely with a lot of neurologists and pain mm-hmm. physicians on our current pharmacies, and they would tell me many a times, hey, Randy, we've had to recommend a patient to go to another state because they didn't have access to this here. So to be part of that in Louisiana is just wonderful. I think for us to be able to provide that service is something great.
And you'll still be running your independent pharmacies, conventional pharmacies on this
ma'am.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
How much money is in this? And does insurance cover it? Is this all out of pocket? How do the numbers work?
Insurance companies do not cover it. Patients usually, if you look at averages throughout each state, the average patient spends around $3,500 a year in treating and getting access to medical marijuana.
Wow, that's a lot.
So it's about $250 a month is the average, I would say, across. Anywhere between $200 to $300 a month.
And what kind of overhead do you have? I mean, do you get, because you're in partnership, you know, and doing this with the state, do you get a break on the what GB Sciences grows? Or?
Yeah, definitely no breaks.
No breaks.
It's, you know, just like any other business, we have expenses, we have pharmacists, we have many qualified professionals that are involved in the process to ensure the patient gets a quality product. So it's it is expensive, but it's going to help a lot of people.
Victor, what about you as a physician? I mean, is this private pay?
Right. Again, as Randy said, you know, insurance doesn't typically cover anything related to medical marijuana, whether it's for a doctor's consultation or the product itself. And so, you know, realizing that, I tried to come in at a price point that I felt was actually lower than what you saw in many other states. You know, many other states you see these consultations advised for $250 or $300. And so my goal was to come in, you know, lower than that to be able to offer this to as wide a variety of people as I could. So I actually charge $200 for my 60-minute consultation, which I've been told is actually one of the longest consultations that you'll get in from anyone in the entire state with this topic. And I do want to go back to a point that Randy made, which is Louisiana, unlike many other states, it's actually a pharmacist that is dispensing this. You know, and in many other states, when you go to a dispensary, you might have a 21-year-old kid, a 22-year-old kid that has no medical experience that is dispensing this to you. Mm-hmm. And here in Louisiana, I think the legislature had the foresight to realize that the pharmacist's input was crucial in this process.
Have you had to study up on it, Randy, as well, to learn about it as Victor has?
Definitely. We've visited many states, many dispensaries in other states. We've been to Connecticut. We've been to many seminars and so forth just to be knowledgeable on this space and so forth.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose what you've heard from physicians, that this is preferable when possible, when it works, to say opioids as a way to control and manage pain. Huh?
You know, so that is the go-to standard currently. And a lot of pain docs are excited that they will have this in their toolbox because opiates, you know, with the opioid epidemic and just overprescribing with that, this is another tool that they have.
Is this actually weed, or is it something that is like treated in the growing process so that it doesn't have those compounds in it that produce the side effects or that help make you get high?
Yeah, GB Science is great at, you know, their whole process streamlined, and they do testing on it. There'll be, before any patient gets a product, it's been through a testing phase. Before we even get it in the pharmacy, it's been tested. So
But is it like genetically modified cannabis?
No,
or
just
is
like
it
any other pharmaceutical grade, they are doing certain things to modify to ensure that the product is...
After it's grown.
Yes.
After it's grown.
Yeah, I think that's a key point is, you know, people don't realize that medical marijuana isn't just one thing. You know, a lot of patients, even doctors, think that, oh, medical marijuana, it's one thing, and you give every single person the same amount. But it's actually different strains of marijuana, different ways of processing it to get the active metabolites in the ratio that you want it, different routes of giving it to patients, whether it's orally or as a tincture. And so, you know, there is a lot to it. It's not just, you know, everybody gets the same thing. You know, as I said earlier, there is absolutely a science to it, you know, to try and maximize the beneficial effects, but minimize the potential for someone to, say, develop addiction or tolerance or to be able to divert it off the street, or even simply with side effects, you know, to minimize those.
Is the number of participants in the industry set by the state, or is it just for right now, for instance, they only have a certain number of licensed physicians and a certain number of dispensaries, or will that grow over time?
You know, more physicians are getting excited about the opportunity because more patients are becoming aware of this, and they're visiting their doc, and they're saying, hey, am I going to be able to come to you? So a lot of physicians are getting, I get calls every day from physicians wanting to know, hey, Randy, do you have some information on how we can sign up? Some that don't know. The Louisiana Board of Medical Examiners is putting out a big thing on their website so that docs can easily sign up.
Really?
Yes.
And then you go through a process with them. Is it an educational process or just a vetting process?
You do have to undergo a background check, and there are certain disqualifying criteria, like if you've had substance abuse problems, you know, they don't want to give someone like that a permit. And then there's a brief educational course that you go with, that you take, just going over the state laws and things like that. But I do want to emphasize that a lot of the actual education regarding how to use the medical marijuana, the forms and the dosages, it is up to the individual physician to, you know, be able to educate themselves on that. And so you do, unfortunately, see a wide range of experience, you know, just because someone has the permit doesn't necessarily mean that they are the most experienced with it.
And one thing we're so happy, you know, it's been 3 weeks, right, Dr. Chow, that we got, they had a limit on the patients that a doctor could see. And they were capped. They could only see 100 patients. And it was successful to go ahead and remove that so patients could have more access to their physicians. They would not be limited. Because many cancer doctors came to us and said, how do we decide if we have 100 patients on service and our 101 needs medical attention?
Right,
what do we do, Randy? So that... Louisiana Board of Medical Examiners went ahead and lifted that. Okay. Now a physician could
They didn't see. Have to amend the law. That was just a...
It was more board ruling.
Okay. Yeah. So that's very good. Now, will you have employees at your Capital Wellness Solutions dispensary, or is it just going to be yourself and TJ?
Oh, no.
Can you have just a regular 21-year-old kid, as somebody mentioned?
Yeah, the board has put many restrictions around that to make sure it's qualified people. They need to do background checks with the board before they can work in the pharmacy.
Okay.
It will mostly be pharmacists and technicians. And, yes, many employees. We'll have a lot of employees. And we'll keep growing and adding more.
Do you continue to see regular patients, or will you continue to, Victor, as an internist, or is it you're going strictly medical marijuana?
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, just the amount of knowledge that you need to process is so vast. You know, I really had decided early on that, you know, in order for me to be really an expert at this and good at this, and, you know, not only do I feel my responsibility is to seeing my patients and taking care of them, but I also feel I have an obligation to just sort of educate the general public about this. And, you know, all of that takes time, all of that takes, you know, knowledge. And, you know, I've found that, you know, if you really want to get good at this, you know, I really did have to focus on it 100% of the time.
Will the law allow you all to expand if your practices, your store dispensary takes off as you hope it will? Are you able to open a second or third location or clinic in the future?
You know, currently for us, we're limited by that, but it's a good thing because that's what allows the state to have control around the dispensary. If there was many more, we could just continue to open more, it would limit that control. And the board can continue to have really good oversight to protect patients. I would say that That's why we chose our location to be in the center of the medical corridor.
Yeah.
We're right there, accessible to everyone in our regions that we have been approved. So we're right off the interstate. It's very easy to get to us. One thing that could help in the future, and we've assessed this, is maybe incorporating delivery. So we can actually deliver to the patients and give them more access if they can't make it to us. And, you know, the rule currently allows that now. So a patient caregiver could come on behalf of the patient.
Okay.
But I think in the future, it would be a great idea to allow us to deliver to the patient so that then we could help the ones that can't get to us. But expanding more pharmacies is just a bad idea because then you lose that control. And the state has always been so adamant about having control.
Do you all need to advertise at all, or is this just selling itself?
I have not advertised at all, to be honest with you. A lot of my patients just sort of have found me on the internet, went over to my internet page or my Facebook site. One of the things that I'm most proud about is I'm actually getting a lot of doctors that are sending patients to me, and patients are calling me now and say, my doctor heard about you, or they heard about me from a friend or relative that had come to see me, and I would hope they were satisfied with the quality of the consultation. And so I'm actually getting a lot of people like that, and that really makes me proud. Yeah. That I feel that, you know, people are recognizing that I'm doing this in a very strong way.
Well, Victor Chow and Randy Meir, it's reassuring to know you all are on the front lines of this brave new world of medical marijuana, and clearly you've done your research, and good luck with your success in the future.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure hearing your stories today on Out to Lunch.
Thank you.
My guests today on Out to Lunch have been Victor Chow of the Medical Marijuana Clinic of Louisiana and Randy Meir of Capital Wellness Solutions. You can find out more about the Medical Marijuana Clinic of Louisiana and Capital Wellness Solutions by going to our website, it's batonrouge.la. The producer of our show is Grant Morris. Our technical producer is Eric Merle. Our associate producer is Peter Rusciuti. And our Baton Rouge business consultants are Charlie D'Agostino and Ann Edelman. If you want to know what we all look like, you can find photos from this show on our website, itsbatonrouge.la, and on our It's Baton Rouge Facebook page. These photos were taken by Carrie Hosford, and you can find more of Carrie's photos at carriehosford.com. You can hear this show and past episodes of Out to Lunch wherever you get podcasts and at itsbatonrouge.la. Out to Lunch is a production of INO Broadcasting for itsbatonrouge.la and WRKF 89.3 FM. I'm Stephanie Regal. Thanks for joining me. I look forward to meeting you again next week around the table here at Mansur's for more business Baton Rouge style on Out to Lunch.
Out to Lunch Baton Rouge is recorded live over lunch at Mansur's on the Boulevard in Baton Rouge. Mansur's is open for lunch daily, 11 to 2, for dinner nightly, and for brunch on Saturdays and Sundays. Mitchell Foreman wrote and performs all the music on Out to Lunch. You can hear Mitchell's music anywhere great jazz is sold or streamed, and at mitchellforeman.com. Major support for Out to Lunch is provided by the law firm of Jones Walker, established in 1937 with over 375 attorneys in offices throughout the U.S., providing a comprehensive range of services to a local, national, and international client base. JonesWalker.com. And by the Alliance Safety Council, delivering instructor-led on-site computer lab and online training through more than 100 authorized training providers in 31 states and 2 countries. Headquartered in Baton Rouge, Alliance is focused on the future of learning technology and training process innovation for business and industry, for safety and other corporate training needs. More information is at AllianceSafetyCouncil.org. And by Shorten Associates, legal recruiters in Louisiana and Texas. And Orange Theory Fitness, delivering fitness results for a healthier world.